This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Horror is famously a genre that has so many different corners to it. Whatever your particular tastes, there'll be a filmmaker who has you covered. Even then, though, there are certain moments and tropes that are common no matter what kind of creepfest a director is making. And on that front, one thing that seems to be a relatively universal fact in horror films is that the bathroom is never a particularly safe place. Not just the bathroom either, but more specifically, these movies so often focus on terrors taking place while someone is in the shower. One would be forgiven for thinking that a shower cubicle or bathtub was a safe haven where somebody could clean themselves up without any fear of murder and mayhem coming their way, but the horror genre would suggest otherwise. Taking a look back through the decades of horror pictures then, here are 10 of the best, most brutal, and all-out brilliant shower scenes to have played out in this most beloved realm of cinema. Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the shower, these films will keep you on your toes. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best horror movie shower scenes. Number 10, The Grudge. The terror of Ju-on, The Grudge's shower scene is a literal blink and you'll miss it moment, but it's one of the most memorable shower scares in horror history. Of course, the Greater Grudge franchise is an absolute monster of a series, amassing a total of 13 feature films, several shorts, countless graphic novels, video games, and even a TV series. One standard trope that's been present in three of those movies is the use of a chilling shower scene reveal. Shown in the 2002 movie, the 2004 US remake, and again in last year's side sequel, audiences have been treated to the exact same scene of a hand making its way out of one of the franchise star's hair during a shower sequence. In 2002's Ju-on The Grudge, it was Megumi Okina's Rika Nishina who was the first to be tormented by this creepy hand. Skip ahead to the US do-over of that picture, and Sarah Michelle Gellar's Karen Davis likewise had the same thing happen to her, before John Cho's Peter Spencer found himself experiencing that same eerie phenomena in the most recent entry in the franchise. Elsewhere, 2016's Sadako vs. Kayako, as in a crossover movie bringing The Ring and Ju-on series together, also had a haunting shower scene, though that was more a nightmarish scenario of hair falling out rather than any rogue hand making an appearance. Number 9, Evil Dead. Just hearing the words remake, reboot, reimagining, or recalibration is enough to put a cold shiver down the spine of most horror fans. For decades now, horror has so often been lambasted for just how many times a cash cow is drained, with a once great or original premise revisited time and time and time again in the form of sequels, prequels, and just complete redos of the movie that started it all. So it's a refreshing change when a remake comes along and is genuinely impressive, putting together a fresh spin that makes it stand out as its own beast while simultaneously being a welcome part of the existing IP. And in the case of Fede Alvarez's 2013 Evil Dead, many were left shocked at just how damn good the picture was. Bringing drugs and addiction into the frame, the Evil Dead do-over was a revelation, particularly at a time when numerous other remakes disappointed and were left to feel like needless shells of what had come before. One of the more gnarly scenes dotted throughout Alvarez's Evil Dead, and a scene original to this film, saw Jane Levy's Mia stood under a showerhead as she looks to wash away the grim and gory fallout of addiction and demonic possession. What makes this scene particularly wince-inducing, though, is that Mia has scalding water raining down on her while she just stands there as her skin begins to blister and burn before she ultimately slumps into a heap. Number 8, Arachnophobia. Not just your average horror movie shower scene. Nope, arachnophobia takes the humble shower and throws in a dollop of shudder-inducing spider antics to make you wince in your chair. Given that Arachnophobia is a film all about spiders, that means these creepy crawlies are dotted throughout pretty much any and every regular everyday occurrence seen in the picture. And for Corey Wellens' Becky Beachwood, it was having a standard shower that proved to be her first encounter with the eight-legged menace of Frank Marshall's 1990 movie. Fortunately for Becky, she's initially unaware of what's happening, with her blissfully unaware that she's put her hand in a massive cobweb, that a spider is on the shower rail, or that the same spider has jumped across onto the top of her head. It's only when the spider eventually makes its way down her body does Becky pick up on the situation, shrieking in terror at what's unfolding. What's then even more disturbing for Becky Beachwood mind is that her father then bursts into the bathroom to see her completely naked. Number 7. It. Much like arachnophobia makes those with a fear of spiders forever scared of their own showers and bathtubs, the 1992-part adaptation of It mixes showers with another big-time fear of many, that fear of course being clowns. The fear of clowns is formerly known as chlorophobia, with an alarming number of people getting spooked by anything even mildly resembling the stereotypical presentation of a circus clown. Perfectly playing on that, Stephen King's It and the subsequent adaptations are the stuff of nightmares for so many people. As for where the shower comes into all of this, it's young Eddie Kasprak as the poor soul who finds himself in the crosshairs of the devilish Pennywise. After his mother bans him from taking a shower in school, his gruff PE teacher berates Eddie to hit the showers, and it's there that things take a twisted turn, with all of the showerheads churning on and then spouting out water while the bamboozled Kasprak looks on. This alone would have made Eddie's shower time traumatic enough, but then old Pennywise emerges from the plug hole to tease the youngster with chilling suggestions of what's to come for him and his loser club pals. Number 6. The Faculty. When reflecting back on the classic horrors of the 90s, one movie that maybe gets a little overlooked by some is The Faculty. While Wes Craven's Scream famously gave a massive kick in the backside to the genre in 96, that led to numerous movies looking to capture the spirit and spunk of Craven's masterpiece. And one of those was The Faculty, which was a script that Hollywood had no interest in since it was first put together in 1990. From director Robert Rodriguez, this 1998 sci-fi horror threw Invasion of the Body Snatchers, The Thing, and The Stepford Wives into a blender, resulting in a fun picture that packed plenty of punch when it came to legitimate scares. One of the freakiest moments of The Faculty comes relatively early into the film's 104-minute runtime, when Sean Hattersey's Stan hits the locker room showers. There, Stan's confronted by a frenzied, panicked Mrs. Brummel, with this teacher's skin blistering as her hair gets pulled away from her gooey scalp. It's grim, it's disgusting, and it delightfully sets the tone for some of the tricks that The Faculty has up its sleeve. It's also one of the most shocking, jarring, brilliant shower set moments in horror. Number 5. The Roommate. Christian E. Christensen's 2011 thriller The Roommate is a movie that fell completely flat upon its release, with fans and critics alike slamming the film. While it may not be an all-time great horror effort, or even a semi-decent horror effort to be fair, the one thing that The Roommate has going for it is a great shower sequence. The crux of the feature sees Minka Kelly's college student Sarah become the obsession of a creepily clingy friend Rebecca, as played by Leighton Meester. While the movie takes its time to fully unravel the possessive insanity of Rebecca, the first major warning sign of her behavior is when she attacks Sarah's friend Tracy in the shower. Not only does Rebecca appear to ominously threaten Tracy, accusing her of being a bad influence in the process, but the proper ew moment of all this comes when Rebecca tears out Tracy's belly button piercing. From there, the roommate hobbles through a pretty standard formulaic tale, yet that one shower scene was more than enough for the film to stay seared into the minds of many a horror hound. Number 4. Carrie. The opening of Carrie is one of the best scene setters in horror history. Establishing its titular Carrie White as a meek, mild, and mocked figure who was seen as an easy target for the typical school bullies, those opening few minutes also showcased Carrie entering into womanhood, which would tie in with her starting to make her voice heard as the film plays out. In terms of the opening of Brian De Palma's 1976 picture, the video of that can't be shown here due to a little too much nudity. But here's the more covered-up opening shown in the 2013 remake of Carrie. Of course, that opening scene takes place in the showers of the local high school, where the shy Carrie is tormented by her classmates after experiencing her first period. The chants of plug it up ring loud, as the young White is left sobbing on the floor in the corner of the showers. Even after countless repeat viewings, this scene is still a tough watch, but it's one that remains one of the most iconic and memorable in all of horror. Number 3, Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College. Yes, the Ghoulies franchise really did have a third movie. In fact, the series even went on to serve up a fourth offering in 94. The 1985 original Ghoulies picture was at least passable, but the series plummeted downhill with each further outing. While the quality was well and truly in the gutter by the time of Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College, the film did at least conjure up one memorable, if not creepy, shower scene. And not creepy in the true horror sense, but more in the mildly perverted sense. There, a group of the tiny demonic beasts stack on top of each other and don an overcoat, before then slyly making their way into a bathroom where a young lady is showering. Attacking their unsuspecting prey, the ghoulies then proceed to stick a plunger in this woman's face, essentially sucking her face off, then leaving her for dead. Number 2, A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child. By the time of A Nightmare on Elm Street 5, The Dream Child, the Elm Street franchise had long jumped the shark. This 1989 feature picked things up when the bloom was already well off the rose with the Freddy Krueger character, as the blade-fingered child killer had been made into a comedic presence who was more interested in quipping wise than being a true figure of sinister terror. Even to this day, the jury's still out about whether it's The Dream Child or its 1991 follow-up, Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, that's the absolute worst entry in the Elm Street franchise. But one thing that The Dream Child has going for it is a truly brilliant shower scene. As A Nightmare on Elm Street 5 opens, franchise fave Alice Johnson finds herself having one of the most disturbing shower experiences ever committed to film. Going about her business, Alice soon notices that the drain of the shower cubicle is firing back at her. That's only the tip of the iceberg, though, for the shower head intensifies its pressure as Alice realizes she's trapped, all while the water level rises and threatens to drown her. The Dream Child is undoubtedly a stinker of a movie, but one of the few bright spots is a shower scene that ranks up there with one of the best moments in the entire franchise. Number 1, Psycho. Really, was it ever in doubt as to which shower scene nabbed the top spot here? Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho is viewed as one of the absolute greatest films not only in horror history, but in the history of cinema, period. And in its shower scene, Hitch's 1960 picture has one of the most memorable scenes in film history. That scene, of course, sees Janet Leigh's Marion Crane deciding it's time for a well-needed refresh during her stay at the Bates Motel. Stepping into the bathtub to take a shower, it's there that a shadowed figure slashes away at Marion as Bernard Herrmann's iconic screeching score plays out over the action. It was initially suggested that the figure in question was obviously Norma Bates, but the eventual reveal detailed how Norma was long dead, and it was in fact her son Norman taking on the persona of his deceased mother. The shower scene itself was filmed over an 8-day period, utilizing a total of 78 different camera angles, making 52 cuts as the frenzied attack on Marion and her resulting panic was expertly transmitted to the watching audience. As such an important part of cinema history, that scene has even been the sole focus of documentaries in the years since it first left audiences in a state of shock.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.